From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. will step up its military presence against Islamic State. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States military will deploy a specialized expeditionary force to Iraq to launch unilateral raids and put even more pressure on the terrorist Islamic State group, or ISIS, including in Syria. VOA's Cindy Sain has more from Capitol Hill.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the House Armed Services Committee the Pentagon is sending more U.S. forces into the fight.
Next, in full coordination with the government of Iraq, we're deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to assist Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces and put even more pressure on ISIL. These special operators will, over time, be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders. This force will also be in a position to conduct unilateral operations in Syria.
The Pentagon did not specify how many troops will be sent to Iraq. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says NATO members stand ready to step up military efforts against Islamic State. Kerry says he asked foreign ministers from the 27 other members of the alliance to do more to strike at IS's core in Iraq and Syria and strangle its international networks. He said several countries are bringing more to the battle or will soon do so. Speaking Wednesday at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Kerry didn't outline any new commitments specifically. Germany recently approved sending forces and material for non-combat support roles near the Middle East. VOA News. NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region. He said that figure is in line with the current NATO troop strength in Afghanistan.
We agreed to sustain the presence of our Resolute Support mission, including in the regions of Afghanistan, during 2016.
Stoltenberg announced the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed it. The United States and its allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001 after the September 11th terrorist attacks to fight the Taliban. NATO took over command of the operation in 2003, but the alliance ended combat operations in 2014. NATO member states have formally invited the tiny Adriatic nation of Montenegro to join the alliance in the face of Russian opposition. Alliance Secretary General Stoltenberg announced the invitation on Wednesday, the second day of a two-day meeting of NATO foreign ministers. The announcement sets in motion an accession process that will continue over months before Montenegro formally becomes the 29th member of the alliance, its first expansion since fellow Balkan countries Albania and Croatia were admitted in 2009. Aung San Suu Kyi met Myanmar's outgoing president, Thein Sein, on Wednesday to discuss the transfer of power following her party's landslide election win. Presidential spokesman Yi Ta told reporters the meeting at the president's residence in the sprawling capital of Naypyidaw lasted about 45 minutes.
The only subject the two leaders are discussing is about how to implement the smoothly transition of power from this government to the next government. That's all.
The brief meeting between the Nobel Peace Laureate and the outgoing president was part of Aung San Suu Kyi's push for national reconciliation talks announced shortly after her National League for Democracy scored a massive victory over the ruling military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party in the election, which was held on November 8th. Pakistan hanged four people Wednesday in connection with a Taliban attack on an army-run school in Peshawar last year, during which militants killed 134 children and 16 staff members. The military announced in August the four had been convicted and sentenced to death along with two others after they confessed to helping the gunman to carry out the attack. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.